password. You can use mine to get on the internet.
Avengers.
Welcome to Podcast, episode 404, Podcast Not Found.
Rose Morningstar Arc.
Recorded March 12, 2017.
Podigis is your critically nostalgic annual tour through the Digimon anime. I'm Jeff Ruberg, and as always, I'm joined by my fellow Trailmon, Ashton McDonald.
Do the locomotion.
Asher Softman.
That was a really long pause before you said my name. I wasn't prepared.
And Andrew Softman.
Pause.
And do the locomotion with me?
No. She's read your line.
Oh, I have a line. Yeah. Okay. This week, we're looking at the Rose Morningstar Arc of Frontier with episodes 3 through 7. So here's a quick recap.
Actually, there's something I want to tell you before we get started.
Okay.
First off, I'm sorry about what happened the other day. I haven't felt this bad since Pixel threw up in your hat, and I forgot to tell you about it until you put it on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know our relationship has been a little stormy lately, but you said you love thunder showers. So what's a few raindrops between podcast hosts? But the main thing I wanted to ask you, well, I'm kind of nervous, so I thought I'd have Robotmon say instead.
Uh-huh, okay.
Ashley, will you marry?
Wait, what's going on?
Wait, what happened?
Is that it? That's a joke, right?
Ugh, the stupid app always crashes randomly.
Maybe you got dropped by Skype? Our internet seems fine, and it's not raining, though.
Wait, you guys really can't hear
but
me?
But isn't he hosting the call?
Wait, he just typed in Skype. Huh? It just says Moshi Moshi over and over and over and over again.
Ashley McDonald.
Huh? Oh, I guess he's back.
You thought I was going to propose to you? Don't make me laugh.
Huh?
Where's this coming from?
Like I would ever want to marry someone like you with such a pathetically low IQ.
What the hell?
You didn't even realize that for the past 3 years, I've been cheating on you with your best friend.
What? No, you haven't!
What? You've been cheating on me, and Asher thinks he's my best friend?
Wait, what?
And your awkward laugh all the time is so goddamn annoying. I'm sick of your stupid voice and how you never stop talking about childish things like the Hunger Games. You should be thankful I still let you live with me.
What the heck is going on?
What was that? The Hunger Games is not childish. That was all a joke, right?
Even if that was a joke, it was a really bad joke.
Jeff, what the hell?
Okay, I think I got it working. Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, we heard everything you had Robotmon say. What the heck, dude?
Wait, no,
Can we go back to how I'm not Ashley's best friend?
Can I leave?
No, What's going on? I'm leaving. I'm leaving, Jeff, and I'm leaving this podcast.
I didn't do this.
I'm just gonna leave now. I really don't know what's going on.
I'd say you could come live with me, Ashley, but apparently I'm not your best friend.
Jeff had to go and ruin literally everything.
It wasn't me.
Good. I never wanted to do this podcast anyway.
Bye forever.
So, I guess that's the end of the line, everyone. Thanks for sticking with us over the past 3 years, I guess.
It's been 1 year since Diaboromon's sudden manifestation splintered reality, creating our darkest timeline, where Diaboromon succeeded in his master plan of disbanding the Podigious podcast. Since then, each of the four former co-hosts has become one with darkness. Jeff, looking for the cause of the Skype hack that ruined his life, searched through the deep corners of the web and eventually came to blame the hack on intersectional feminists. He now hosts Breitbart's yogurt-focused podcast, Men's Rights Activia. Ashley wrote many viral Medium posts about the Hunger Games being a pathetic imitation of Star Wars' greatness before she quit writing and became a software engineer. You can find her these days as a regular guest on the popular engineering podcast We're Never Wrong and the number 4 West Coast appreciation podcast, Westies Besties. Without the podcast to suck all free time from his life, Asher was finally able to dedicate himself to his religious studies. He has since ascended to a higher plane where gender no longer matters, and he no longer interferes in the world of mortals, except to pass judgment upon the souls of the unfortunate and wreak vengeance upon the heathen lands. Andrew was swallowed by his consumption of media and became nothing but a receptacle for the endless filler of popular shonen anime like Bleach, Naruto, and One Piece. They say sometimes you can still hear his voice crying out softly,
"Komu komu Bankai no Jutsu."
Okay, that was a thing. Thanks for sticking with us through that.
It was a thing, sketch. All right.
I wish it was real.
What?
You don't think I want to ascend to a higher plane where gender no longer matters and I no longer interfere in the world
fine.
Of mortals? Yeah. No, the other part, like, you know, whatever.
Well, you're the only one that got a benefit out of it all.
That's true.
Yeah, because I also was the only one who wrote my own, story here.
I don't want to be on an engineering podcast. We're never wrong. I do want to buy the sticker that Jeff sent us a while ago and actually put it on my computer and see how long it takes for somebody to
the sticker that
be mad.
No one else knows what you're talking about. Actually, the sticker that says I'm an engineer and never wrong.
Yeah.
It says I'm an engineer. Just assume I'm right or something.
Something like that.
Yikes.
Assume I'm always right.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I hate engineers. I hate Jeff. It's true.
But darkest timeline.
But wait, Ashley, you hate engineers,
really?
But do you hate train engineers?
There were no train engineers in Digimon.
They're fine.
There's only the Trailmon.
Only the Trailmon.
So,
but who built the trails? Okay. Anyway,
I think now from now on, I'll always think like when I see like when I like characterize a like shitty. Sexist argument in my head, I'll be like, oh, that's what evil Jeff would say. That's what darkest timeline Jeff
that's
would
what
say.
Darkest timeline Jeff.
Anyway, okay, so now into the real episode, the real reason you're here, episode 404. Welcome to Pages, episode 404. Welcome to the dark nothingness.
Rose Morning Star Arc.
Recorded March 26, 2017.
Potages is your critically nostalgic analytical tour through the Digimon anime. I'm Jeff Ruberg, and I'm joined by my fellow Trailmon again, Ashley Soffman. That's not your name.
What?
Who married who? Woo! Who's the husband and who's the wife?
Oh, I forgot there were two Softmans. I was obviously assuming Ashley married me.
Yeah,
but Ashley, how do you feel
too,
about
but
that?
But I mean, Andrew, if you want me to marry you, that's fine. Like,
no, I was assuming that Ash married Ashley.
Yes.
I mean, that's the proper assumption.
Yes.
So that was a hybrid of Ash McDonald and Asher Softman. Also joined by Andrew Softman.
Hi.
Our child.
This week, we're looking at the Rose Morning Star arc of Digimon Frontier with episodes 30 through 37. Okay, so you may notice the format's a little bit different for this episode. We're trying a new format. We tried it once before. It didn't go so well then, but I think it's going to work right this time, where we go through episode by episode instead of doing the recap first and then just talking about them in general. We're going to like talk about specifically each episode one by one. I think that'll give
because
us more time
to be
in depth.
Because we love change.
Yeah.
Change is great.
Never stopped evolving.
Right.
I think we want to analyze this as closely as possible. I mean, I think these were the highlight episodes of the series from what I remembered. So I really wanted to like go in depth, get the most out of them. Yeah, I think we all agree these are the most interesting episodes of the series. So we really want to dive into them as much as possible, get the most out of them. So yeah, episode 30. The English title was "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?" No, sorry, "Who Art Thou?" Yeah, the starts off with the kids fighting against Tribune's forces, which I can't remember how the last episode ended. I remember being a little jarring. This one, like, the art style was all different. Everything felt like, I don't know, like, what was different about the drawings, but it just felt more real, but also more cartoonish at the same time.
It also felt like the gender problems weren't as awfully bad. I mean, they were still bad, but, like, it seemed like, I don't know, like, the balance wasn't quite as bad.
Yeah, but Bokomon said beans a lot more than he normally does, and I was just like, I'm going to slap you.
Oh, yeah, Bokomon, this is definitely the highlight of Bokomon's frustrating parts. Like,
Now that, like, Patamon's here, he's too happy and wacky.
I don't remember Patamon in this episode. It's weird, because he was definitely in the last one.
No, there's got to be a scene that had Patamon in it. Just think back. What happened, like, maybe in one of those group shots with everyone?
I mean, I don't know. I was too busy just, like, trying to keep track of what was going on, because, like, Duskmon showed up, and everyone was on the floor, like, constantly, and nobody was winning. So annoying.
Cherubimon was there.
Yeah, like, there were just too many bad guys in this episode.
Yeah, and there's also, there was that question, like, we've been asking this question for a while, like, where were the other kids, other human kids who entered the digital world? And this episode at least finally answered that in a way that felt totally out of the blue. They were just too, like, so they're fighting Cherubimon's forces, and... Then there's just, like, a bus. Which, first of all, why are there buses in this world of... I thought everything was Tramon.
There's that trolley. There's the trolley. Oh, wait. No. There wasn't a trolley. I got confused because we watched Tri in the middle of all this.
No, but that was weird in Tri, too, because there was
the Tri trolley.
No, but in Tri, there was a trolley, and that's the only vocabulary we've seen in Adventure. And then there was just a normal, like, steam engine train that one... segment.
Oh yeah,
which that was pretty jarring if you think about it, but yeah, but this bus, like, why are there, I don't remember there ever being buses in any other episode of the series, and it's just like randomly there, and there were two kids on the bus, and it was like, ugh. And I thought Bokemon and Neymon were bad, but like, oh my god, these two kids.
But I like that it did that, because it ups the stakes of Digimon more. I like it. If they can't become Digimon.
But they were,
which
they
I
were
assume
so,
they can't.
They were so comical. I felt like there was no tension whatsoever. They were just...
Yeah, I felt like they didn't really add much.
I don't know. I'm with Ashley on this one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I always got your back. I always got your back.
Even though we're not best friends.
What?
JK, that was a lie.
Which one? Which one is the lie? That I am or am not?
That you are not.
Okay, yes. So I am. Aww.
Aww. Maybe it's because we're like these incompetent new human bus people.
No, I would have never told you to get on a bus during what was obviously a monster attack / earthquake. Like, that seems way more foolish than we would ever be.
And actually, let's not mince words. Like, these aren't, like, new characters. We watched the other episodes. Like, they never come back. They're just in this one random episode, and then makes no sense.
Yeah, but it's, again, Digimon always has so much potential and then squanders it needlessly.
Yeah.
On these other boring kids.
We should write another fan fiction about these kids.
Yes, yeah.
It's the real OTP.
The real OTP.
No. They really were.
They were holding each other so much.
Yeah.
I was like, is this still like G-rated television? I mean.
Sure is.
Well, it's gotta be if it's on Fox Kids.
This is rated G?
Isn't it?
I assume everything on kids
rated
stuff is
PG.
I mean, the TV ratings, the movie ratings don't exist for TV, so we'll be rated like
Y7. Well, they have their own rating
system.
Yeah,
yeah,
there's like
system.
TVY and, or TVY7, I don't know.
Yeah, there's like
XQ.
It's probably for like 7-year-olds and above, you know, if you're 7 and below, you cannot watch.
I bet Digimon wasn't even that, because I remember the shows that were Y7 were like more raunchy, like Ren and
what?
Stimpy.
Like what? Oh,
like Ren and Stimpy.
Okay.
If you weren't laughing over what I was saying, you would have heard it.
But Ren and Stimpy was on cable television, not public. Right.
But that's what I mean. That like it wouldn't, like something like that wouldn't, I don't think would have aired in public television, because it would have been like, no, this is not for the broadest
you
audience.
You cannot make fart jokes. That's inappropriate.
Yeah, I don't remember what was so raunchy about Ren and Stimpy. I remember being 7 and being like, I can finally watch this. So
great.
There's that.
I'm glad that 7-year-old.
Anyway,
you got that.
If we're gonna make this new episode form, we need to keep going through the episode. Okay. So the kids combine. I don't remember this form where they combine their spirits happening this early.
Fusion evolution, man.
Yeah, yeah. They combine their spirits into the one giant thing and then save the bus. That was weird.
Yeah.
But then they still sucked.
Why does Takuya get to control all the things? Why are the
Are we really questioning that at this point? Like,
I mean, I think
Koji should have like punched him.
Yeah, I feel like at this point,
what's up?
It's like sure, Takuya and Koji steal all the spotlight, but at least there's usually both of them. I feel like Koji barely had a presence in this episode. It was like, you know, basically Takuya doing all the shouting and leading.
That's because
Koji. Didn't he help with when the thing started sparking? And
yeah, Koji's the smart one.
Yeah,
they all got a lot smarter in this episode. I was very confused.
Wait, I totally forgot about the opening. There was just a weird segment in the beginning that was like their digivices aren't working. So then like Dadamon comes and fixes their digivices for them, like pokes around their digivices. That was
broke their digivices.
But it was there for like 5 seconds. I guess it was like probably like a minute of runtime, and I was like, why? What is this?
I mean, it was way longer than it had to be.
Wow. All right. Asher really liked it, apparently.
Yeah. I just remember being like, okay, this is going to be the plot of the episode. They're going to like, you know, spend time getting the Disney devices working again. Then it's just like, no, this is like before anything actually happens. I guess it was just filler time.
I mean, they gave JP a good moment, though. JP fixed the digivices.
Oh, it was JP? Sorry, JP.
Wait, you're saying that's JP? I swear that was Dadamon, not JP.
No.
But Ashley was Koji.
I remembered it as Koji, but like it might have been JP. Like I wasn't paying attention.
JP is the engineer one here.
That's true. He's the lightning guy.
Look at his jumpsuit.
Oh, yeah.
The darkest timeline, Ashley is the real engineer.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm not in this episode, so... In fact, I'm not in any episode. I mean, obviously, if I was in Digimon, it would be, like, 20 times cooler.
It'd be so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, so they saved the bus, I guess, because I guess they need to do that. Whatever. It really just feels like a lot of this episode was just padding time, treading water. Anyway, then Duskmon shows up.
Treading water for Duskmon!
Duskmon!
That's a pretty bold appearance. He's pretty cool.
You think? Okay.
You don't agree?
I don't know. I wasn't impressed.
Yeah, I'm like, who, why?
I mean, we've seen him before.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. And it was weird how, like, I thought, what I remembered of Duskmon from this series, I mean, we saw him in the previous episode, like, he was able to, like, single-handedly destroy all of their Digimon. And in this episode, he was fighting alongside two other giant Digimon. And I was like, this is strange. I got to these power levels are all out of whack. There was, like, an eclipse happening that, like, out of the blue, they introduced this new Digilution. They introduced that, like, it suddenly is powered by the sun or something, and like, it's just so
but
so
they're
much
in
overload.
A world where there are three moons. I don't understand.
I feel like they didn't even show the moons this episode. Like, I don't know, the whole world felt off.
Where's
and different
the Rose Morningstar?
Wait, was there a like, maybe this was animated by a different animator studio or something? Maybe it was a different writer.
Maybe.
And it definitely was Saban, though. Definitely was Saban.
Oh, I haven't paid attention to writers and stuff this season. I feel like normally I notice those things in the character designs, but I haven't really until this episode. This episode got real weird.
Yep.
Yeah, weird's definitely a way to put it.
Man. And, like, that reveal? Like, Tommy?
Not Tommy! Tommy, how could you?
Yeah, that was bizarre.
Weird.
I mean, I like the idea of the little kid being the dark heart of it all, you know, because the normal trope is that they're so innocent.
Oh, no, but kids are terrible. We've talked about this before.
I mean, these kids certainly are terrible.
Well, I mean, they said in the beginning, didn't they say in the beginning they chose them because they, like, were something about, like, they chose them to be terrible or chose them for, like, an attitude or something? That was a weird line that I don't remember being in the intro before.
Yeah. Well, it was a recap thing. Hmm. Weird things come up in the recaps all the time.
Like Rika.
Right.
Like Rika.
So Andrew, Andrew, you haven't talked much. What did you think about this episode? I feel like this is more in line with the kind of things you like for some reason.
What?
I don't know,
what are you accusing me of?
The style of this episode, like, I don't know, like, it just, like, it felt a little bit off for Digimon, but it felt, like, off in a way that you usually like.
I don't know. It didn't seem that much different to me. I mean, visually it looks very different, but it works. I mean, Home Away from Home was different, but it was still good, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
So if you look at, like, that, it's not really that much different.
I don't know. It felt like a whole different show to me.
That's what you say about every season, Ash.
Do I?
It's good that we have a good we have a good range of opinions here.
Yeah, but can we all agree that Takuya was wearing like his new outfit of just like red on red is like he
that
needs to stop that.
That was a bad look. That's a bad look.
We need to remind him what his true love is.
Lavender.
Why wasn't he wearing lavender? What the heck?
Yeah,
I don't know. Lavender is not that common in like anything.
Yeah, you have never
sexism.
Yeah, I was like, you've never walked into and then I forgot a limited two. You've never walked into a limited two.
Oh, but, yeah.
I seem Andrew meant like in nature.
Well, what? Nobody's wearing anything from nature.
I mean, we're talking about, like, shows aimed at boys, right?
Well, wait, this is...
Okay. Let's sidestep that hot topic, that hot potato. But, like, I thought, like, in previous episodes, like, the spirits they have are supposed to represent, like, nature, right? Like, we had the episode last arc with, Takuya coming back, and, like, I'm one with nature and everything. And now,
yes,
suddenly, it's, like...
snow cannot hurt his fire or whatever.
Right. But now it's suddenly, like, they started to introduce dinosaurs. Like, where did the dinosaurs come from? Like, what? And, like, one of them wasn't even a dinosaur?
Where did lava come from?
Let's see, Agumon.
Agumon's like kind of like a dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
Yeah, because I mean, like Agumon and Greymon have always been dinosaur esque.
Yeah, they've always
adjacent.
Been dinosaurs.
I mean, Agumon doesn't look like a dinosaur, but like Burning Greymon, is that what he's called? I keep forgetting. Yeah,
it's Burning Greymon.
He's kind of dinosaur ish.
Oh yeah, he's
well,
he's
his ancient spirit thing is definitely a dinosaur.
Is it?
Ancient Greymon.
I never noticed that.
There are pictures of most of these guys because they've only like shown
ancient
in
Greymon.
Like silhouette or in crappy images or like as sprites in some of the game. But yeah, he is pretty dinosaur-esque. It basically looks like Burning Greymon, but like on two legs. Or sorry, on four legs.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's because that's what the toy was for.
Hmm.
I mean, what's the point if you can make them change shapes?
Basically, you could make if you have both Agumon and Burning Greymon, you could make either Aldemon or Burning Greymon. I mean, Ancient Greymon.
I'm not sure what we're talking about anymore. There's too many Greymons.
Too many Greymons. Dinosaurs. All of them.
Too many Greys on the dance floor.
I guess that's all we have to say about episode 30. I mean, that was certainly a bizarre one. I mean, I guess it's like the episode, it's like the home away from home of Frontier. But I don't know. I if I were to compare, like, ignoring context or whatever, if I were to look at Home Away from Home's animation style compared to an Adventure and be like, this is the animation style I prefer over the standard Adventure animation style. But for this episode, this, like, faux real world, like, it was, like, very hyper-realistic animation style. I definitely do not prefer that. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it felt like everything was rotoscope, but like it was. It's really hard to explain. Like the frame rate maybe was different. I don't know. It's like just everything felt weird.
It's like they forgot to draw it.
Yeah,
there are episodes of Gintama like that.
When have you ever watched Gintama?
Never. Well, I've watched a couple episodes of Gintama.
Okay, so now we're going on to episode 31.
Andrew's really hype about this one.
Yeah,
so many Trailmon.
I love the Trailmons.
I remember there was one episode here all about Trailmon. It was a weird. Some people call it filler. I don't know if it was filler, but like it definitely was total. I mean, like the last one was different stylistically. This one was different.
I mean, this one's great because we get to finally see the backstory of the Trailmons, or well,
one
of them.
At least.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess we should say what the name of the episode was. I don't have the Japanese one, but the English episode title was Working on the Train Gang. Yep. I guess it must be later, because I remember this episode... I remember there was an episode in Frontier with, a graveyard or something, but maybe that's later. Maybe I'm thinking of Cross Wars, actually. Because it wasn't
in
this
Cross Wars.
Okay.
It was Cross Wars, and it had Puppetmon.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was weird because it was Puppetmon.
Sorry, Pinocchio-mon?
Well... if we're going by Cross Wars, yes, that was Pinocchio-mon.
Yeah, that was a weird episode, when I recall. Anyway, so this episode, not the Trailmon graveyard episode, apparently.
Well, it almost was a graveyard for one of them.
Yeah, yeah. So we get introduced to a new Trailmon, Box Trailmon. There's so many Trailmon. They all have like
Box.
It's so weird how they like. It's just based on their
appearance.
Yeah, it's based on their appearance, and it's unclear if there are, like, are there multiple of the same type that have different personalities? I guess that's true of all Digimon. We always have that problem of, like...
Well, yes. Sometimes we actually do see that there are multiple Digimon of one type, but sometimes we don't, yeah.
And sometimes we see there are multiple of one type, and they still read the analyzer, and it's like, this is their character personality. It's like, what? Anyway.
Also, is each type assigned to a different line?
Don't think about the line, actually. Anyway, so this Box Trailmon is sad because fewer people are using Trailmon these days, which I guess that fits into the head of the bus in the last episode.
Makes sense.
Well, it makes
but
sense.
But it also makes sense because it makes the sense world in our is also world. Being destroyed.
The world's being destroyed.
Yeah, I was thinking it's like there aren't really alternative means of transport in the digital world aside from that one bus, apparently. But yeah, I guess there's the world being destroyed. Like that must, even if there are more, even if the residents haven't been destroyed that much yet, like the world, the land being all missing should cause a lot of havoc for train lines. I guess we've seen train lines that keep going over empty space a lot, so
I feel like we've also seen ones that are destroyed though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it happens both. But I guess like the focal point of this episode, it was also a really short episode. Like I don't really notice the runtime, but this one I definitely was like I went to go check my watch to see how much time was left and the episode was already over and I was like, oh, okay.
Also the ending was like, what, that's it?
We're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's back it up. So the focal point of this episode is a Box takes a family back and forth, and the kind of like, I guess it's about the relationship between like this Box Shaman and this family or whatever. It was pretty weird.
Yeah, the family initially insulted this poor Trailmon.
You know, that's because he's outdated technology, man. He's not a bullet train. He's a box.
Oh, yeah. I wish we had Shinkansen Trailmon. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, why aren't there Shinkansen Trailmon?
So I guess like, he takes the family back and forth a couple times. And then, I don't know, this episode was written really jarringly. We always say that, like, it's better to show, not tell. And I guess I should always be okay. It's bad of me to hold Digimon up to a really high standard. Like, it's made for kids. Obviously, like, it shouldn't be, like, you know, trying to be the most artistic form of expression ever. But, like, this episode just went all in the telling and barely had any showing. Like, it was just, like Rika's narration was throughout the entire episode, which was kind of strange. But I guess because it was such a short episode, it makes sense. But
she wasn't witty
enough. Yeah, but Rika also sounded different because, I don't know, she sounded more like an older man who also sounded like a comedian.
Yeah, and then she started talking. There's one part where she, I guess I should use female pronouns because that's what she's identified in the past. But even though the voice sounded totally masculine, she started talking about like what's the I forget how she worded it, but it was like the seven words you can't say on air or something.
The seven words you cannot say on television.
Yeah, which are like, what did that have to do with trains and the train grid, like Trail on Grid? Like it was so strange. Anyway, yeah, but like Ash alluded to before, like there was a cliffhanger at the end of the episode, which like I guess there's been minor cliffhangers in Digimon before, or Frontier specifically, but like they've never been as big as this one, where it's just like, oh, I guess he's not retired, and then like what happens next? Do we have to?
We gonna see Box Trailmon again? Like,
I mean, I expected to be in the next episode, but it wasn't in any of the other episodes. Like none of the other episodes like focus so heavily on a single Trailmon. I wonder if it's like the Dark Ocean episode in 02. Or the Dagumon stuff where they just like they wrote this arc for Box Trailmon. They also at one point they called him like Toby or something. I don't know, like this Box Trailmon. And then they just like,
I think that was his nickname.
Okay. But yeah, like
because I mean, there's probably a bunch of other Box Trailmon.
I was also confused because like at one point they called him like a tram instead of Trailmon, but whatever. I don't know train terminology.
Tram.
But they, like, I guess it must be like 02 with Dagumon, the Dark Ocean and stuff, where they wrote it and then like other stuff, like change of plans, they like ousted the writer or something and then couldn't finish with it. Because this is just like from what I recall, I don't think they ever go back to this. I think it's just a dangling thread.
Yeah, I mean, Frontier, obviously, the most interesting point is these Trailmon that they keep showing me randomly. But then they're like, yeah, you know, like, but these kids, they're the main characters. So I guess we have to go back to those losers.
But I guess this episode was interesting. This episode used an interesting animation style where it was like they clearly put all of the budget into the animating a Trailmon, and then animating the kids, they were just like still shots. It was so bizarre. Like I don't think they moved at all.
Yeah, but they were better like that.
Yeah.
If these kids just stood there and took a back seat to these Trailmon,
literally,
anime would be so much better. Oh!
Okay, let's move on to episode 32. 32, I mean, this was the one where they, like, they beat Koji. They beat...
They beat Koji, yes!
Whoa! Koji and Takuya like team up to beat Koichi, to beat Duskmon, but, like, I don't really have anything to say about this one. Like, just, I mean, there's just so little.
Yeah, whatever.
Nothing really happened. Like, whatever. Episode 33, that's where the real stuff happened.
Yeah.
So this one, the dub title is Ne'er the Twins Shall Meet. And
yes,
it was much more upbeat than I expected. Like, especially after like they just beat Koichi. Like, I expected something pretty moody, like going into Koichi's like darkness is dark hot. But instead it was just like, no, it was like the total opposite of that. Like, it was like, I mean, they had the return of trains, not Box Jamon for whatever reason. But like, they go on a different train. It's like, whole episode's just like super upbeat. I don't know. What did everyone else think?
I enjoyed it.
I'm glad that they finally did the locomotion. I think that took away all the tension that otherwise would have been there between Koji and Koichi. Because they're just so sad and they're like, oh, we're brothers, but we've never met. I don't know. Let's just dance and that'll make it better.
Yeah, it was weird. They hug each other and then just like they just break out into dance routine. It's definitely the weirdest episode of Frontier.
No, it was great. It was the best.
Actually, no, it's not the weirdest episode, but it's pretty close to being it.
I think there was some interesting foreshadowing when they talk about the doing a brand new Digivolution. That's a foreshadowing future episodes.
Don't spoil things.
What?
did anyone else catch the adventure reference?
My little baby sister can do it with ease?
Yeah, even my little baby sister can do it. Yeah. I was like, that's totally referenced to Kari. Come on.
What? Yeah, I mean, none of them have baby sisters. Nobody has sisters. They only have brothers.
Wait, is that true? That's true, huh?
That's true.
Facts.
Girls don't exist.
Girls don't exist. Except Zoe, but she is like...
Girls are their own little towers of... gender.
Right. Of course. Stuck in my head now. It's stuck in my head now. That's all I gotta say.
Come on, baby, do the little
I was so sure there was going to be some Trailmon in this episode, and I you said there was. I did not see a Trailmon.
That's true. I didn't see a Trailmon.
There wasn't a Trailmon, but they all acted out the Trailmon motion. Like, they all like stood on the tracks and just like pretended they did a dance along the tracks.
They really want to be a Trailmon.
You lied to me.
The only Trailmon that I saw was a graffiti Trailmon, and you know what? Maybe these Trailmon would be better if they had graffiti on them.
Ooh.
The guest star in this episode was pretty weird. I recognized her because she was in an episode of Doctor Who with like a faux Titanic ship. She was pretty weird.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Kylie? Yeah, she was totally in Doctor Who.
Really?
Do you not? I can't tell if you're like confused or like...
No, like I'm genuinely... Is that true?
Yeah. It was like an inter-season special with between companions.
Hmm.
And it was like teased like maybe she could have become a companion.
Did she sing the locomotion?
I think she did sing, but I don't think she sang locomotion. I think singing was part of her power.
She's had other songs.
I think she died in the episode, but I mean that doesn't stop Doctor Who from doing stuff.
Was she playing? She wasn't like playing herself, right? She was supposed to be like some other.
She was on Space Titanic. Like,
hey man, I don't know what goes on in that show.
Yeah, I haven't watched much Doctor Who.
It was a pretty okay episode. I mean, I was only really hyped about it because at the time I was catching up on Doctor Who, I was really into her, what's it called, Ashley?
Get out of my way!
Yeah, get out of my way. I was like, I listened to that song on repeat all day, and then I watched the video a bunch, I recognized her face, and then I saw her in Doctor Who, and I was like, oh, what? Huh? And then also finding out
I know this person, she has one good song.
But it's so weird to like see her in this locomotion video from like 20 years earlier. Oh my god, it's so weird.
I still need to know who was like, you know what, Kylie, like, you do a remake of the locomotion. That would be really cool. And she was like, yeah.
it's so 90s, too.
But can we do the locomotion tango on a lonely rainbow?
What?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Locomotion what? Tango!
Ashley wants to, like, plug a remix or something.
You. You guys clearly didn't listen to it.
No.
Yeah, sorry, Ashley. I, like, watched everything and then I took a nap because I had a headache.
That's unacceptable.
I'm sorry.
It's made by Modern Talking, which is, like, apparently a real, like, German pop group from the 80s. I don't know anything that happened in the 80s. That's before my time.
I think we should move on to the next episode. So, episodes 34, 35, 36, 37. I mean, I don't know. What's the point?
Stuff happens.
Yeah, not we're talking about.
Yeah, okay. We watched episodes 34, 35... 36, 37, but everything was, it was like a black screen, so I think we got the full content. I think that's it. I think that's all that happened.
At one point, it was really, really bright when they find, like, Ophanimon.
I assume it'd be Trubimon at some point, but I mean, who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares about Trubimon? No one does.
This episode was made possible by gullible listeners like you and was actually about
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 1, Episode 20, Green with Evil, Part 4, available on Netflix.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, Toby the Tram Engine, available on Hulu.
Please note this is the American version and not the British version. And lastly, Kylie Minogue's Locomotion music video.
You can find the full show notes and comment thread for this episode by questioning authority one day a year at podigis.com/018. Jump into the comments to let us know what you thought about this episode and whether you figure out what's going on before the end. You can also let us know your thoughts via social media, email, or with the Wealth Thread.
Podigis is made possible with your support on Patreon, including support from our champion Patrimon, Diab Jomon, the famous Diab Jomon, who is at Tokujo on Twitter, Chokito, Kai Lunamon, Kaiser Washi, Michael Penny, and Red from fellow Digimon podcast Breakfast with Digimon, our ultimate Patrimon, Alvaro Crimson Mode, David Graumon, and our mega Patrimon, Marcus and Sam Kriwagamon from the Moncast, which covers both Digimon and Pokemon for all the collectible monster joy. And he would like you to go to his partner's Tumblr, purple-pixel.tumblr.com, to get some cool Animal Crossing drawings.
If you want to support the show, check out our Patreon. For $1 a month, you can join our private group chat. And for higher tiers, you can also get cool stuff like monthly commentary tracks, behind-the-scenes notes, monthly stickers and buttons, episode topic creation power, and Skype hangouts with Jeff and Ashley.
You can find Podigis when we are not cross on Twitter, Tumblr, or Facebook to keep up with the Digimons, hear about the upcoming episodes and recordings, and get funny Digimon images and GIFs. You can find me at Twitter at Drew Softman. Jeff?
I'm definitely Jeff on Twitter.
Ashley?
I'm AshMcD00 on Twitter.
And you can find me at AsherDashery@tumblr.com.
Or by asking God.
Yeah, because I'm on a higher plane now.
Share the podcast with your friends who don't like Digimon by telling them it's made by NPR and projected to be the next serial. And then once they listen and complain, shout April Fools and run away. And join us next week for the real episode 404 with episodes 30 through 37. Bye!
Bye.
And remember, never stop Digivolving. Podcast not found. I'm going to do a couple other readings of that too. Podcast not found. Okay.
What the crap was that?
That was Jeff muting his microphone on and off.
Oh, no, it was just my mouth.
No, that was just his mouth. Really?
Very good. You had me convinced. All right. Rose Morningstar arc.
Ugh, the stupid app always crashes randomly.
Where'd Jeff go?
Maybe he dropped by Skype. I like to skip words, you guys. It's good.
Maybe he dropped Skype read. By it.
Maybe he dropped by Skype's headquarters and was like, hey, what's up? Can I have a job here? Okay. Wait, he just got sent a text message in Skype, huh? It just says Moshi over and over and over again.
You added a got. He just got sent a text message.
God, why is reading so hard? Ha, ha, ha. Okay. Wait, he just wants to laugh.
Lavender.
Lavender. It's just so lavender.
I'm going to put in the, like, AIM closing door sign-off noise.
Because we're totally doing this on AIM.
I think
totally.
Blin.
Thought I had it in the soundboard, but buried.
You have things in the soundboard that aren't like
that aren't
Kingdom Hearts.
So I mean, they gave JP a good moment though. JP fixed the Digivices.
Oh, okay, it was JP.
At this point,
sorry JP.
Sorry, breaking the fourth wall. At this point, I've called that guy Datamon. Asher's called him Koji. Ashley called him JP.
Koji
at some point.
I'm not calling Alpha. I was calling the Billy Koji.
Right, that's what I'm talking about too. We're all talking about Billy. Oh.
I have no idea who.
I thought you were referring to Alpha as Datamon.
Oh no, I think we were all talking about the nerdy guy, Ashley, right?
Billy. Yeah, Billy. Yeah.
Yes. JK, he was totally Dadamon.
No, I think it's better if we all like refer to him as
okay, different people.
I want to watch Gintama.
I'll watch it with you. We can abandon Sailor Moon.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you seemed way too enthusiastic about that.
Well, this way I can watch Sailor Moon by myself.
Whoa!
No, I mean, I know you don't enjoy Sailor Moon.
Wait, I want to watch Gintama, though.
Well, am I the only one who watched it?
Yes.
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah, Jeff's not invited to Ash Power Hour.
There's 327 episodes, though.
Of Gintama?
So? Yeah.
So well, what's your point?
198 of Sailor Moon.
Well, like, watching it as a group will take... Watching it with the two of them will take forever.
Yeah, but that... Well, you're not invited, so you can watch it as fast as you want.
Wow.
Off topic, I changed the name of the Trailmon because it...
What?
I changed the name of the Trailmon.
To Box?
Yes. Because Trailmons usually have names related to how they appear.
I still don't understand, like, Franken and Worm... I guess Worm kind of looks like a worm, maybe.
Worm kind of, yeah. Franken, I don't know.
Let me...
Frankenstein?
Because he has bolts.
Frankenstein.
Oh, what?
Yes!
Wow. That is
the stupidest
thing I've ever heard.
What just happened?
He's called Franken because he has bolts like Frankenstein. Frankenstein the monster.
That's literally it.
Oh, yeah. I wish we had Shinkansen Trailmon. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Why aren't there Shinkansen Trailmon?
I guess Raccoon
There's
Dog is
Shinkansen
closest.
Trailmon. Most of them are Shinkansen.
Well, that's
except
why they made fun
one.
Of Box.
Wait.
Yeah.
None of the Trailmon look like Shinkansen.
Yeah, they do.
Not really.
I mean, not like the fastest one, but they do look like Shinkansen.
I like how we've lost Ash in the episode about trains.
You lost me when you started talking about Shinkansen, like...
Really?
I'm the only one here who hasn't been to Japan, like...
Oh, Astro, we needed to take you to Japan.
Shinkansen always have, like, a really, kind of, like, long, protruded front thingy.
Yeah, which I think is necessary for them to accomplish any type of high speed.
I guess it's just inevitable because of technological progress, but it would have been nice to, like, maybe we get, like, a Frontier 02, where we get Shinkansen Trailmon, Maglev Trailmon, Hyperloop Trailmon...
Well, there were some new Trailmon in Digimon Next.
What about Uber Trailmon? Lyft
no.
Trailmon?
What?
No.
The seven words you cannot say on television.
Yeah. Which are like, what did that have to do with trains and the train, like Trailmon Graveyard? Like, it was so strange.
I'm so lost.
I'm thinking of the right person, right?
Yes.
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 Okay. Yes.
I have no idea what's going on anymore.
George Carlin.
You know, you guys know I don't know people. Like, I can talk about Shinkansen, but once you get to people, I'm like...
Carlin and his seven dirty words comedy routine was central to the 1976 U.S. Supreme Court case FCC versus Pacifica Foundation, in which a 5-4 decision affirmed the government's power to regulate indecent material in the public... Wait, what? Really? I didn't realize, like, his comedy routine formed, like, what words are, like, actually regulated.
Well, they're not anymore.
Oh.
Those seven words are, like, definitely on the air now.
You know, Misaki actually would put that much effort into it because Misaki is a freaking perfectionist.
It's so frustrating that you, like, both admire Misaki and Mikasa. Could you please choose?
I admire Misaki far more than I admire Mikasa.
Mikasa's not really a role model.
Yeah, like, she's just, like, badass on her own, but, like, it all
also,
comes from,
badass,
like, her...
She's also, like, way too dependent.
Yeah,
like kind of the opposite of Misaki
I'm like,
in that way.
Whatever. Misaki's like, Usui, my one goal in life is to, like, be at least as good as you, and then we can get married. Like, screw off. I'm gonna do it by myself.
Wait, what? I looked up like Misaki in a like made someone wiki just to see how her name is spelled, like the kanji, to see like what the meaning is to her name. And the way it, like the name it gives her seems like a huge spoiler.
Oh yeah, I looked it up the other day. I was like, this is such a spoiler.
Wait,
what is it? What is it?
It's Misaki
it says
Usui.
It's Misaki Usui.
Oh. That is a big
And then it's like Nee Misaki Aizawa.
Yeah, which is such a troll. Like everywhere else in the page it uses her original last name.
Amazing. No, but in the realm of girls I really admire, it's definitely like Katniss Misaki, and then like Ryuko.
Ryuko from, oh, right. Matoi.
Matoi.
Is there any other?
Yeah, right? I don't know.
Please note, this is the American version and not the British version.
Well, now I want to watch the British version.
What?
Now I want to watch the British version.
Why?
Because apparently it's different.
It's not that much different.
It has more British accents.
It has the fat controller instead of Sir Topham Hatt.
It's almost 2:30. Also, how bullshit was it that the person who reads in the letter, what? Like, recognized his stoutness from the letter? Like, oh, this fat guy gave you a letter.
I think he knew who Sir Topham Hatt was.
And called him the fat guy?
That's how Toby knew him, all right? All right?
Also, wait, what, like, the train... Okay, I understand the trains have they have, like, faces, they have characters, but, like... The passenger car also is a character named Henrietta. What? Is that a thing? The passenger cars are named things and have characters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they talk?
And actually, they do talk and they do sort of have faces sometimes.
Is there like a movie of
are
Thomas the Tank Engine?
Are staring at the other one's butt the whole time, though? Like, what?
Is there a movie of Thomas the Tank Engine?
No, I didn't
finish
my thought.
Are you seriously asking?
I didn't finish my thought. No, a movie of Thomas the Tank Engine, like that one movie of... My Little Pony, where they become human characters.
Oh, God.
No, I don't think there is.
Oh, God, that movie.
Is that a movie? I thought that was a whole nother show.
They made multiple movies. I only watched one of them because I was like,
it's a spinoff.
Yeah.
Equestria Girls, yeah.
Well, there should be...
God,
don't
remind me.
What? There should be Automotive Boys.
Automotive Boys?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, Equestria Girls did give me one of my favorite My Little Pony songs.
Locomotive Boys. Locomotive Boys.
Locomotive Boys.
They're not all boys.
Locomotive Boys and Girls.
Thank you.
In the city.
Oh my God, what if it was like set alongside Tara's house and they were the subway trains?
It's too much.
And lastly, the Kylie Minogue.
Yes.
Minogue. Bueller.
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 Bueller. Bueller.
I live around it. I wanna wake up where you are. Ba-na-na-na-na-na. I won't say anything at all. How we doing, Jeff? And for higher tiers, you can get cool stuff like monthly.
Digimonthly.
All right. If you want to support the show, check out our Patreon. For $1 a month, you can join. Sorry.
Broke Asher.
All right.
This episode broke Asher once and for all.
If you want to support the show, check out our Patreon. For $1 a month, you can join our private... Dang.
It's coming out so much that I just hear, like, I hear normal tech, I hear normal speech, and then just laughter, like...
Well, that's what everybody else is hearing at this point, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Month. It's a normal word. If you want to support the show, check out our Patreon.
No. What is this? It's the best.
Thomas the Tank Engine, Drop It Like It's Hot remix.
I guess this is how we should close out.
I'm not sure. I think so too.
Is any of this audio of me usable? I'm just standing in the living room with Ashley.
Yeah, it's jarring because I can hear him in real life and then lagged.
Yeah, he's a pretty big leg.
Awesome. Okay.
Oh, this ad. Oh.
Cream mom, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
I can't believe this has like almost 2 million views. It's amazing.
Alright, bye everyone. See you next week for a real Finages episode.
Or not next week. Oh, you mean like listeners? Eh, they don't matter.
I can just keep playing this.
That's cool.
Digivolve your differences, says Snoop Dogg.